JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Thanks for joining us for another program. Today we look at the rehabilitation of the Moreland Hill Primary School in Westmoreland and in glimpses of Jamaica, Dopey Umbrella.
Help to reduce billions of dollars spent annually on Jamaica's energy bill. Save energy by reducing the number of lights to a switch in large rooms so that lighting can be turned off when certain areas are not in use. Save energy. Secure Jamaica's energy future.
The 73-year-old Moreland Hill Primary School in Westmoreland now has a new building with modern amenities, enabling a more conducive teaching and learning environment. The old schoolhouse was demolished and a new structure built over the recent summer holidays, thanks to a $15 million grant from the Rockhouse Foundation in Negril. JIS reporter Brian Miller shares the details.
The new building was officially rededicated during a ceremony attended by a contingent from the Ministry of Education, led by Portfolio Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites. Representatives of the Rockhouse Foundation, members of the clergy, political representatives, and a host of community persons were also in attendance. Minister Thwaites expressed appreciation on behalf of the government to the donors and all who played a part in making the project a reality. He notes that education symbolizes hope for communities and the nation as it represents real power.
A school is always going to be the hope of the community. We could bring millions of tourists. We could grow acres of sugarcane. We could plant up the hills with all kinds of food unless we have an educated population, we are not going anywhere as individuals or as a nation.
Minister of Education, Reverend Ronald Thwaites. He also urged parents to utilize and protect the new facility while encouraging them to make the necessary sacrifices to ensure their children attend school regularly. Brian Miller reporting from Westmoreland for Roundabout JA.
Jamaica is well on its way to achieving the goals under Vision 2030, Jamaica's first national development plan. Recent statistics from the Planning Institute of Jamaica, PIOJ, show that up to the end of the 2011-2012 fiscal year, approximately 25% of the targets outlined under the 2030 plan had been met. To find out more about Vision 2030, visit the Planning Institute's website at pioj.gov.jm. On the community notice board, the Church of the Open Bible Twickenham Youth Department is inviting you to its annual fundraising concert titled In a Delight on Saturday, November 16 on the church grounds. Proceeds in aid of youth development program. For more information, call 836-5668. In glimpses of Jamaica, Dopey Umbrella. Dopey Umbrella is the Jamaican term for mushrooms. Now to our quote from author and motivational coach Alvin Day.
The world is changing and new discoveries of excellences of human emotions and in human governance and human capabilities and processes are being written about by people who've gone through the very struggles you're going through, but you don't know. So make time. Take half hour of your lunch and read a book.
Alvin Day, author of If Caterpillars Can Fly, So Can I. Visit ifcaterpillarscanfly.com for more information. That's the end of today's Journey Roundabout JA. Join me again on this station or on our website at jis.gov.jm for another in the series. I'm Ruth Ann Carr with the studio engineer Andre Palmer. Until next time, walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.